Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a veritable winter wonderland all around the Browns complex at Berea, as we say. What's up, Browns Nation? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will join us in hour number two today. Yeah, the Browns are getting ready to get on the practice field with Mike Pettine and the staff. And ladies and gentlemen, the snowflakes are swirling as the Browns do hit the practice field. It will greet them as they continue to put in the heavy days, Wednesday, Thursday, for the Houston Texans to arrive. And Matt, being that most of your career was out in San Diego in La Jolla at the Chargers practice facility, I don't think you saw a lot of this. Now, no snow is in the forecast for Sunday, but again, it's going to take us back to the day here on the shores of Lake Erie when you start to feel playoff football, Thanksgiving coming up, crucial month of December. Great memories for most Browns fans. Terrific.
Yeah, most definitely. And I will say that, boy, did my blood thin out quickly having played on the West Coast for so long. Took a little bit to get used to, but it's a lot of why I've come home. I love this weather. That's why I'm not wearing a jacket today. It doesn't bother me. I love it. And I think the fact that the Cleveland Browns are going to be outside practicing in it is one part of the equation to get their bodies ready to function, you know, while uncomfortable, meaning cold, or function under these circumstances, which is the hard football, both throwing and catching and running with that hard football, and then your footing aspect. The great thing is, you know, the Cleveland Browns do not take anything for granted. They practice here on grass very similarly, and is upkept amazing, because I just took a peek outside as they walk through, and it will be very similar to the footing that they'll have at First Energy Stadium. So, but then again, also too, as we dive into the Houston Texans, that's something I talked about as we introduced them yesterday, is Houston playing inside. You know, they're a division where they play in Florida, a division where they play inside in Indy. Mm-hmm. Yes, you've got J.J. Watt and guys who've played in the Big Ten and Big East and understand what it's like to play in the weather. But just as I said, your blood thins out quickly. You like that pristine environment, which is why all Super Bowls, not last year, but most Super Bowls are played somewhere nice, somewhere warm, or inside, so that there's no deviation from the course and you get the best product the NFL can offer. So these Houston Texans coming up to Cleveland are going to have to deal with the elements.
We'll get into all of that today. And as always, we love the dialogue with you. You can jump on board at 216-578-0850. You can tweet at the show. We always will get into our Twitter segments a little bit later on, at Michael Regei, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_daily. So a various amount of ways that you can do that. And we also want to start out with our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. And here's a few things we want you to put your mind to, embrace a little bit, get your arms around, and see where you come out with this. As our coordinated producer, Jason Gibbs, always puts together our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. So here we go. What do you think the Browns' record is going to be at the end of this season? Sitting at 6-3 right now, atop the AFC North, 7 football games to go. I've heard some wild, wild thoughts about this, Matt. I've heard some 13-3s. I've heard some 12-4s, and there's great to have all this belief. But we'll let that marinate with you. So when we get to you, give us that record at the end of the season. Here's the one, Matt, that we got to dive into right away. What's the Browns injury right now that causes you the most concern heading into Sunday? Maybe the one player that you feel the Browns are going to have to get back quickly, because that is going to, his absence, maybe even starting to affect their shots of continuing to win.
Sure. My one injury right now that would came up as a surprise this past week was Tashaun Gibson.
Yeah.
He is the guy. He is a playmaker. He was playing at a Pro Bowl level. And yes, we understand that Jordan Cameron is a Pro Bowler. wasn't quite playing at the level that he was last year for a lot of different reasons. You look at where I think we'll have Andrew Hawkins back, but to me, Tashawn Gibson, and this is no knock against Jim Leonard or Poyer,
yeah,
whoever may be replacing him, or maybe even by committee, but I will just say that a lot of his interceptions and a lot of the plays that he has been making have been through film study, and he puts himself in a proper position to make those plays. I'm not saying Jordan Poyer can't. I'm not saying Jim Leonard can't. But on a short week of preparation, having not gotten a lot of reps all season long, Tashawn Gibson, you know, more often than not, is playing his best football this season, which is why he's in those Pro Bowl conversations, and his film study and his reactions on the football field. And also, too, I think even next to Dante Whitner and Joe Hayden and Buster Skrine, his leadership ability on the football field is something that we will miss drastically.
The Shark has been a ball hawk this year. He has been around the football and been tremendous, and I'm with you on that. Obviously, you'd love to get Jordan Cameron back sooner than later. You mentioned Andrew Hawkins, of course, and yet the play of Tashawn Gibson, as we said, at a Pro Bowl level, going to be hard to replicate that. And I just love the story, too, Matt, and you and I have talked about this a lot, of, you know, an absolutely hungry football player that plays with an edge, plays with a chip, undrafted out of Wyoming, felt he could come in the league and make an impact, and then Browns general manager Tom Heckert agreed, gave him a shot, and here he is, and we're talking about Pro Bowl status, or at least playing at that level as the NFL starts to open their eyes about this free safety that again, has been – his ball skills are tremendous.
They are. They are, and again, he wishes he had a play back, or else he'd be sitting at 7 right now.
That's right.
After his one that went right through the wickets there in Cincinnati. But I just believe that Jim Leonard and Jordan Poyer coming in, Jim Leonard having spent a significant amount of time in this system, he's going to do things by the book, and he's going to be where he's supposed to be. And Jordan Poyer, you know, maybe still learning on the run and has not got a significant amount of in a live game, or especially when the bullets are flying in a game that matters, because I'm sure he's gotten reps in a preseason game, but it's by far and away not even close to the same type of football. But I just believe that Tashawn Gibson plays at a much higher level than both of those players. His athleticism, his uncanny ball skills, and his ability to be where he is supposed to be and make those plays, his playmaking ability, in my eyes, is what we'll miss the most.
Gibson concussed, and we'll see, as we allude to, how Jordan Poyer, how Jim Leonard, and it's going to be by committee, as Mike Pettine laid out yesterday, how they embrace this. Speaking of the defensive side of things, we'll hear from Browns D coordinator Jim O'Neill, and that'll be coming up at 1:45 on the show today. See, these are all the reasons why you've got to lock down and stay with us, because you're going to get a game plan in the next couple hours. You'll get the Browns game plan, in essence, for how they want to proceed to keep this win run alive coming up on Sunday. We also have our Browns Roundtable presented by our good friends at the Blue Point Restaurant and the hospitality restaurants in the Blue Point family. Doug Deacon will join Nathan and Matt and yours truly coming up at about 2 o'clock today. As we said, your calls, 216-578-0850. Fact or Fiction at 2:30 this afternoon. I got a feeling there'll be some very pointed questions in Fact or Fiction that we have to deal with there. And as we get going today, as we said, we start you out with our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. Matt, you and I touched on this yesterday, of course, as the Browns reconvened after the long weekend. Ben Tate, Browns running back, free agent from the Houston Texans, by the way, certainly spoke with regard to his reps and where he stands right now as far as the running back rotation. Are you concerned, and this is for all of you too, any concerns, any ideas that maybe this thing could turn into a negative for the Browns? And I'm talking about the running back system. Because, Matt, if you go back to this now, think about it. Both Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell have been, you know, I don't want to use the term discipline. I like to use the term educated. better way to say it for a young
rookie? Yes, it is. It definitely is.
Both Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West have been educated by head coach Mike Patton, and I believe, Matt, that running back coach Wilbert Montgomery's got a strong voice in all of this and a lot to do with it. They've been educated with regard to both of them have been down, as in inactive, because not liking practice habits, not liking ability to accept the rotation, what's going on. Now, this is with the two rooks earlier in the season, but that has taken place with them, so they're getting their education. And now Ben Tate is speaking out and saying, you know, I'd like to see the ball more. And I'd like to be, I believe I'm still the leader of this running back trio. So he spoke earlier this week. Could it be divisive to this football team somewhere down the road, unless maybe Mike Patton decides to, all right, let's hone this down, lay it out to all three, and this is the way it's going to be.
I agree with that perspective on laying it out and letting everyone know exactly where they stand. And the one way I do think it could, you know, could kind of be tumultuous for this football team, with the comments and the feelings that all three have, some just voice them a little bit differently, is if there comes to a point in a football game where the ball is on the ground, and I believe either Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West, or Ben Tate fumble the football in a critical situation in a football game that alters the outcome, I believe that it could be a bad thing for this team and this locker room, because then what you have is, see, I told you I was better than him, or see, I told you I should have been on the field. And I do believe, because of what we've heard so far, both from Terrence West, not so much Isaiah Crowell, but now Ben Tate as well, that if that's the way they're feeling inside, when asked or badgered, you know, by some of the reporters or media down in the locker room, they'll ultimately get the answer and pull and extract that out of him at some point, which will create that elephant in the room feeling, it, both in that meeting room, that running back meeting room, because you're essentially talking smack about your own teammate, then also, too, on the offensive side of the ball and offensive meetings. And then also, too, it's, you know, guys, whether they say they do or not, they listen in most cases to what's being said about you as a team, that you're at least abreast to what's going on inside your own locker room. Then it will be, again, it'll become that awkwardness that people will start avoiding a certain player or avoiding a situation together, as opposed to celebrating and working together, you know, through the highs and the lows of a 17-game football season.
Yeah, and this is how we lay it out for you. So we want to put the menu plate. Here is the snow flies as the Browns hit the practice field in Berea. Make it hot and steaming and put it right out there, piping hot for all of you today as we get you going here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, 216-578-0850. I believe, as I said yesterday, Matt, that all three of these running backs are going to play, I believe, that's a prominent role in the final seven football games. Now, it's rather obvious that there are skill sets and factions of responsibility that you could go down the list and say, Ben Tate does this decidedly better than the other two. Isaiah Crowell does this better than the other two. Terrence West does this better than the other two. And that's where I believe that Kyle Shanahan comes in, because Mike Patton was so glowing about Shanahan yesterday and the impact he's had with regard to, man, I really believe things, as you might say, elementary, as game situationally, down, distance, where it is on the football field. All of these things will come into play, and all three of these running backs got to be ready to deliver when, again, because I think it's pretty well defined that their skill sets are now, again, you have all three of them that will get opportunities in all of those areas because their skill sets warrant it.
I can't agree with you anymore, and I said that towards the end of the show yesterday, that at some point it's a luxury to have three that we have, and the fact that they can all play, but at some point in this football season, and it could be a playoff game, where you're going to ask one of those three or two of those three to do something outside the box or make that play or have to step up because one is injured or rolls an ankle who take a significant portion of the game or the practice reps all week, and someone has to step in at the bat of an eye and execute within this offense.
Yep.
And so that's the luxury we have to be a running back by committee. Of course, everyone wants to be the guy. This is, you know, you don't think, you know, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving and LeBron James have all humbled themselves to say, hey, we're a part of something special as a whole, so that I will sacrifice my touches and my points. They're all, if they win, they'll all make the All-Star team, and if they win, they'll be in the playoffs, and if they win and win enough, they'll win an NBA championship. And that is the same mentality that these guys have to have. And Reg, just another to point out something else, as you look into you know, who game starts progressively as the season has gone on, we have the same thing happening at the outside linebacker position,
sure,
but nobody shines a light on it.
That's right.
When it's schematically makes more sense for Markievicz Mingo to start and actively participate in a football game, he plays 60% of the reps and Jabal Sheard plays 40. But when, you know, you look and you study tape and you go, you know what, Mingo's a little outmatched and we're going to do a little bit more of this or a little bit more pass rush. We like Sheard, so Sheard gets the start and Sheard plays 60, 65, or 70 part of the snaps and Mingo takes the back seat. And that's part of being a pro.
Yeah, no, it is. You're right. And as we get set to go to all of you again, 216-578-0850 and tweet at the show, at Michael Regai, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns _ daily. I said this yesterday, and I'm not going to back off on it. I love the capabilities, the enthusiasm, and the unbridled youth, if you will, of both Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. Matt, I can't stress enough, I think they're both have an opportunity, if they want to be, outstanding backs in this league. A lot of it between the ears, a lot of it the heart as well. I worry about both of them, and again, I'm not going to shy away from it. I'm concerned about both of their ball security. They're both too loose with the football, in my opinion, and that's why you see that usually goal line, inside the 10, Ben Tate's on the football field because he's not a fumbler.
100%. I mean, I agree with you completely. And also, too, is that that's why the emphasis by Coach Mike Pettine and Wilbert Montgomery has been on who practices better. Because your practice and the way in which you practice, it directly transfers over 99% of the time to how you play in a game. You don't practice like crap and go play great.
Mm-hmm.
But you practice great and you go play great. And that's what they're looking at, you know, under a microscope on a week-to-week basis in the running back room.
Yeah, love it. All right, let's get the dialogue, as we said, with you, because that's what we're all about here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Before we get into our first break of the show, let's stay right here around the big league football city of Cleveland. Swing over to Euclid, strong football community. Here's William on Browns Daily. What's going on, William?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I got 2 points. One, I'm concerned about – I would like to get your thoughts on the game tonight, because I think the Browns are going to make the playoffs, but they're going to need some help. And so which team is the bigger threat that plays tonight? And I don't know what the tiebreaker rules are, but I know that they're right on our heels. I don't think the Browns can handle success. I really do think they're going to lose Sunday because they can't handle success. I don't want them to, but – I think they're gonna make the playoffs, but it just depends on which teams they beat. I think they're gonna go 10-6. I'll hang up and hear you guys' thoughts. Thank you.
William, we appreciate the call today. Stay safe, my man. So William's a little bit skeptical right now, Matt. And I will say this, and I wanted to get into this with you anyway, because I was thinking about this. I know all Browns fans are probably thinking, well, you know, Buffalo, we want Buffalo to lose, because forget about the draft choice next year. Don't worry about that right now. Worry about the now with regard to being a playoff team. Easiest way, Matt, is win the division.
No doubt.
Browns get to play Buffalo in 2 weeks. So you could hang an L on Buffalo up, in northwest, New York in 2 weeks. That could be accomplished. So I got to be honest with you. I mean, you're looking at 2-5-4 football teams.
Yes. Right?
But if you win the division, again, you don't have to worry about all that. Now, if it comes down to wild card stuff, yeah, right now Miami and Buffalo are both involved.
No, absolutely. And I think that all we have to understand is that we, sitting in first place, control our own destiny. And just to jump into some of those tiebreakers, obviously division games count for 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then next you have to look at AFC opponents. That means beating Buffalo actually adds a tiebreaker aspect to you as well, if in fact we need it. But win, win, win. Ohio State to get in the playoffs and the Cleveland Browns to get in the playoffs are in the same boat, which means they have to win to get in.
Isn't it funny how when you simply take care of your own house?
Yep.
Win football games.
Yep.
Don't worry about any outside extemporaneous situation that you have no control over. Isn't it usually not only ironic, Matt, but usually works to the benefit of that team that wins because, again, it'll all take care of itself if the Browns keep winning.
You're 100%. It's one of those situations where you put your blinders on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the task at hand through that tunnel vision, and right now it's the Houston Texans, and everything else going around you in the NFL is out of your control.
It is exactly. We've got to get a break here as we begin Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, if you're on the line, stay there. Matt and I are coming right back to you. Got a lot on the table as we laid out for you. As we start the show, of course, with our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. So, again, give us your thoughts on, like William did, overall record for the Browns as you see it all played out through the final 7 football games. And if you feel that at some point, if Mike Pettine maybe doesn't get more defined with his running back situation, if you think it could be a bit divisive to the football team, as all three, the two rookies earlier in the year and this week, Ben Tate, have somewhat spoken out about the situation in the Browns running back room. Need your thoughts on it. Will Helms here. I'm Reg Eye. Zagura will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. A lot to do. That's why you're here. As the snow flies with the Browns on the practice field, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're off and running with you. Don't go away.